Live on the internet. Live. That's what hopefully is going to happen throughout this entire thing. I've moved this entire studio to a different space, and the speed test on the internet looks fine. But this has happened in the past, so we're just going to plow on. Hopefully this works. On the, I don't know if this is the plus side, but once again, we've made the decision to move once again because the internet's fucking raw. We're only 29 seconds in. There'll be no swearing until 5 minutes because I am conformist. It's definitely tea time, though. That I know to be a fact. So have some music. Here's my big dog just walking the room. You all right, Seb? What are you doing? Come here, come see. How is son? Debbie. Absolute dafty. I swear to God, if he wants to let him out for a piss now and I've just closed that door, it's going to be fucking hell on. Nah, he's away. Tremendous. Also just sworn a minute in. Never mind. Them's the breaks. Let's play dance pop instead. Wonderful. Enjoy your tea. I hope he's all well. It's been a bit shite, hasn't it? Well, actually, fuck the swearing, I don't care. It's been a bit shite, hasn't it, recently? We're going to unpack some of that as the show goes on. There's plenty to talk about. Oh, by the way, shouts to LDT in Scotland. Thank you, Laura, for the Rebs hoodie. Absolutely tremendous. Appreciate your work there, Warkid. Go to LDT on the internet, and if you want to look like RD, I don't know if there's any left, actually. They're a limited edition. Nice gear, though. Loads of nice gear. Boyarajis. Let's see who's in the comments. Plenty. Slaz is a boot. Slaz is a boot. Joanne G's a boot. Leon's a boot. B60 Boom 1. Hello. Jez Hunt. Hello. Duncan Paler. Nice to see you. Joanne is saying, thank you for my surprise post yesterday, Mike. I was overcome. No bother, mate. You've been, as I said in the post, you've been a big help to us, and you're one of the people I checked in on us when I wasn't very well, and I'll never ever forget that. So it is absolutely my pleasure to wish you a happy birthday then and also today. Zoe quite rightly says like and share, that would be good. Giving an early like is apparently a good thing, and shares and that. Morning, Jojo. Nice to see you. Hopefully I've not missed anybody. Loads to get through. B62 Boom 1 says, though, I'm currently watching a male and female great crested grebe doing their mating dance on the lake. I'm fishing. What a privilege. That's class, that lake. Do you know what it is, right? No matter what's going on in the world, it's just lush to see nature, isn't it? And I just love hearing that. So please tell me. But I'm getting distracted here, actually. Still not got my T-shirt. I actually saw my ma for the first time in 18 months so that we can mention it to her. She says she cannot find the bag with the men. It's definitely in her house, though, and I suspect it's in the loft. So that's a whole other discussion that I'm going to have with them, trying to get people in their 70s up a loft. So, and I've said it, bear with us, man. It'll happen. I'm good for the T-shirt, don't worry. Zoe's saying, T-shirt gate. Is it a gate at this point? Probably. I apologize for that, though. Jez is back to the grebes, though. Is that a pair of grebes down there now? Awesome. Class. Grebes and that, man. Well, this is what we need. It's what we want. I want these things. I want to see nature all the time. If you want to support the work, go to patreon.com/cowdaily. That's patreon.com/cowdaily. If you want to make a one-off contribution to the work, which would be really appreciated currently, PayPal link in description. Nice one. We've got loads to get through, loads to talk about of various topics. Like, we're going to talk about a smear campaign. We're going to break that down, one of the many that's about, and a whole variety pack of other stuff. We're also, there's been some belt and trolls on the page, so I've screen grabbed some of it because I just want to share it with you. Just absolutely rad things that I love. Anyway, this is from Boring Dystopia Community on Reddit. Trump's son-in-law praises valuable potential of Gaza waterfront property. Jared Kushner, Donald Trump's former White House advisor and his son-in-law, praised the very valuable potential of Gaza's waterfront property, suggesting that Israel should remove civilians while it cleans up the area. Gaza's waterfront property, it could be very valuable. I think from Israel's perspective, I would do my best to move the people out and then clean it up, Kushner said in an interview on a YouTube channel linked to Harvard University. Oh dear. What else is happening? Let me have a look. I'll just lob it up on the screen. This from Carlos sent me this, so thank you, Carlos. It is from Popular Mechanics. That's popularmechanics.com. The army, yes, the army is sailing a fleet to build a port off Gaza. Several US army ships have set sail for the Eastern Mediterranean in support of a relief mission. The Frank Besson will set up a pier off the coast of Gaza to help provide civilians with humanitarian aid. The ships are part of a little-known army capability called Joint Logistics Over the Shore. So it says, yeah, a fleet of army ships from the 7th Transportation Brigade will establish a pier off the coast of Gaza, allowing ships to send food, medical supplies, and other aid to civilians living in the embattled area. As usual, as it sounds, the US Army has ships and mariners prepared to facilitate the flow of equipment and supplies from ship to shore. The capability is meant to allow US tanks and armored vehicles to come ashore where there are no ports. Read. I mean, we've seen the absolute and utter piss take of the way things are going. And even a year ago, this would have been like, hold on a minute. There's no way they could possibly try this. It'll not surprise us. I mean, you've seen the settlers. You've seen the way they go on towards Palestinian people. Why not do it on a grander scale and just pretend that Palestinians never existed? So what I'm seeing here, especially if your boy Trump gets in at the next election, he'll not be going out without a fight. And Kushner here, he'll be like a pig in shit. Property deals. Look at the property deals that family have had and done. Mad, isn't it? Wonder if Russell Brand, who is, I don't know if he's done a full-throated Trump, because I don't watch him all the time. It's in the post. Him and Rogan are going to endorse that lad, aren't they? Honestly. Shillery Clinton, speak of the devil. There he is, becoming the actual devil. This was last night.
Today's show, Putin threatens World War II. Biden's social media collusion case. Sorry, I've got to move my hands a bit more. In the Supreme Court, Boeing whistleblower murder.
Is long COVID even real? Is long COVID even real? This is off the back of that insidious smear campaign that was launched on Long COVID Awareness Day last week. Remember Russell Brand 10 years ago? Do you think even Russell Brand now remembers Russell Brand from 10 years ago? I wonder if he's proud of this kind of utter fucking denialism, right? If long COVID isn't real, then why are these doctors here? I'll just read it out to you. Long COVID health staff go to court for compensation, BBC. Rachel Hex, Pete Easton and Julie Taylor all try to sue their employers for compensation. There they are there. Nearly 70 healthcare workers with long COVID have taken their fight to the High Court to try to sue the NHS and other employers for compensation. Really pleased to hear it as an aside. Really, really happy to hear this happening. Unions, step up, where the hell are yous? Carrying on. The staff from England and Wales believe they first caught COVID at work during the pandemic and say they were not properly protected from the virus. Many of them say they are left with life-changing disabilities and are likely to lose income as a result. The Department of Health said there are lessons to be learned from COVID. What are the... learn them. It's not just... like, this lessons to be learned thing is what, like, these arseholes do constantly. Politicians. The Department of Health said there's lessons to be learned. Apply those lessons at speed. People are dying and becoming disabled. It goes on. The group believe they were not provided with adequate personal protective equipment, PPE at work, which includes eye protection, gloves, gowns, and aprons. Open and shut case. Give them compo now. Set a precedent in the law. And let's start picking away at this PPE stuff, which we will be referencing a little bit later in this particular show. In particular, they say they should have access to high-grade masks, which help block droplets in the air from patients' coughs and sneezes, which can contain the COVID virus. But the masks they were given tend to be in line with national guidance. Right. Honestly, the BBC, they're just absolute devils, aren't they? Unpack that last line. On Wednesday, a judge said the group have had their cases heard along with a separate group of health workers affected by long COVID are also seeking compensation. The next hearing has been scheduled for October. One of the workers, nurse Rachel Hex, told me she was gutted she would have to wait until then for the case to progress. I first met Ms. Hex in September 2022 as part of a Panorama documentary on long COVID among NHS workers. Ms. Hex, who was 36, has always insisted she caught COVID in her job as a nurse in a small community hospital in Devon. It's the wording, though, like insisted. Where the fuck else? Like, of course she's going to catch it there. Why don't the BBC do, like, proper work and actually look at the figures and the statistics of healthcare workers and where they catch it instead of, like, she insisted? That's just, like, getting in and planting seeds in Nana's brains. Just basically, like, oh, well, she's probably swinging the lead. And we'll come on to that because there's this, the most insidious, wider, everybody swinging the lead campaign. In full fucking swing now. So anyway, brain fog. She tells me she loved her work, but now she feels like she's lost her career. It's devastating. I live an existence rather than a life. It prevents me doing so much of what I want to do, and it's been 4 years. A list of long COVID symptoms include everything from brain fog and extreme fatigue to nerve damage and deafness in 1 year. Long COVID, a chronic condition following a COVID infection, affects an estimated 1.9 million people in the UK. I'm going to stop that, right? The BBC have done fuck all here, right? 1.9 million figure was from a year ago. And a year ago, the government stopped producing the figures for people with long COVID. At that time, 32,000 children had long COVID. Some of as young as five reporting dementia. Dementia at 5 years old. If you follow this show, you'll know why. If you want to know why that happens, go back to the previous episodes which reference COVID. You'll pick it up and find it out. A lot of these episodes are designed as a record-keeping exercise. So, you know, they're evergreen and you can actually just go back to them. There's not every item which is, like, relevant just to then. There's a lot of information. It's just, if I kept repeating it every time, because I fully understand new people are getting on this all the time, as we'll come on to later, I kind of keep repeating myself, but we've done you a solid and it's all there, saved on youtube.com/cowdaily, or links in the description if you prefer audio. And when I had long COVID, I found it hard to look at the screen. So audio is there for you too as well. And also anybody out there listening now with long COVID or anything like that, you'll always find support here. We're not backing down to this fucking Russell Brand or any of these other fucking James Hunts who want to try and cast shade on, like, people who are, like, physically and mentally unwell. Absolute shitbags, man. I wonder how many crystals it's going to take to wake that fucking cunt up. Who knows? I did find out recently that somebody in my wider family is absolutely part of the Awakening Wonders, though, which is just, I cannot stop laughing. I hope you listen or see this because you're an absolute dafty. Anyway, carrying on. What we got? This. Check this. Wider culture of worklessness, says the Daily Telegraph. Mental health culture has gone too far, says Stride. Government minister, they're tackling worklessness and all of this. Carry on. And they're blaming it on probably close to the 3 million, I think, now with long COVID and growing exponentially every day. Every day. And all capitalism has left is blame. And do you know what it is, right? We'll come on to some of these trolls. One of them thinking he's a proper freedom fighter and that. I was howling this morning, man. It's just, like, unbelievable but indicative. And it does, you know, I'm not just ripping the piss out of him, which I will be doing. But it's just mad seeing, like, how these things are said on, like, Russell Brand, Joe Rogan, and, you know, The Telegraph, and also The Guardian with their long COVID denial article last week, which they want just absolutely binning for. And seeing how it proliferates into these sort of internet troll situations, it's absolutely mad. One thing I do want to pull up, right, and a Lib Dem councillor is one of the foremost voices standing up people. So he's estimating 2.7 million adults unable to work or just lazy. The children, like, in inverted commas, the children are pulling sickies and the parents are hypochondriacs in a pandemic. I'd hope we're smarter than this. Listen, I've said this many times, right? Anybody who's saying those words and backing it up with the wide range of evidence is on the same team. I couldn't give a fuck a monkey's if he's a Lib Dem councillor. Because the top and bottom of it is, when we all get long COVID, and if we don't intervene, the maths are, it's going to happen. It doesn't really matter about what team you were on. Do you know what I mean? Because nobody's doing shit. But the thing is, if everybody's got long COVID, does anybody have long COVID? Because they haven't actually got a baseline no more. Because they removed the fucking figures. And if the BBC were actually doing any kind of job, right, that would be included in that article. Absolutely fucking disgusting talk, isn't it? The people's champion, Andy Bieber. So I pick up the Lib Dems and that. Anyway, lads like this, pouring into our comment section. Am I naming them? Because if you're leaving laugh reacts on like ill people's posts and generally being an absolute fucking launch pad, then new rules, welcome to the show. Carl Duckworth, bit like yourself here, bit of hypocrisy. Yeah, this was in relevance to what I've started doing is like, if people have like left laugh reacts on ill people's posts, I've started tagging them in posts, and I've started like, if they've got an open profile, going on theirs and telling their family what they're all about. Listen, as somebody who was far end of 2 years in bed, who's energized again, still dodging new infections because I could easily go back there, but a lot worse than anybody who hasn't been. What I'm not doing is backing down from shitbags at all. Want to be like all awakened wonders and be all like, oh, it didn't happen. Oh, minimizing it so I can run around like a fucking psychedelic fucking scarecrow daft cunt. So anyway, here's another one. Conrad Tenney. Big Conrad's into the gym. Apparently, COVID vaccines are responsible for the excess deaths that went up over 50% in children since 2020. So anyway, Ray Ward replies, clown, almost 90% of the nation's children in that age group have not been vaccinated. And back then, none of them had been vaccinated. Why is that? Because I hadn't got a vaccine and I got long COVID about 8 months before vaccines were available. You say this to these type of mugs, and this is the type of shit they say. Conrad, too true, I'm a clown. Cheers for the affirmation, Ray. Always being funny, me. Oh, fucking, this kind of chat is just the shittest crack ever. But they sit there loving it, thinking they're fucking well funny. You very well may be correct. I didn't fact check. It was just a thought. Oh, I just a thought, pal. Because no doubt it has to do with something sinister. This was this morning. Go back to bed, pal. You're absolutely ridiculous, I say. And he is. But this is from his page, and this is the type of shit that these wankers live by. Living strictly by the rules doesn't make you a man. It makes you a robot. An actualized man knows which rules to break, which broken rules will take him by the hand and lead him out of a passive, tame, domesticated existence. You know what that sounds like? A domestic violence charter, an abuser's fucking doctrine. And it sounds like fucking somebody lacking for Andrew Tate made that fucking meme. Al Lowry's page, this kind of shit. What a fucking dong. Like, yeah, never in a million fucking years are we going to take this, man. Every fucking day, right, I'm hearing new stories from people. Fucking ridiculous. Anyway, Conrad's had a shit fit, you know, because earlier on he was like just being all like, oh, it's all sound and that. I was just being funny. Fuck's sake, this page is a joke. Admin insults a commentator on a basic level. Contact an intellectual, come back and reports it for bullying and harassment. Nobody's reported you. You aren't an intellectual. You're utterly deluded on another level. And to show it in two paragraphs only is a skill. Keep shining. These are the ways we have to deal with these fucking dickheads. Like, see, when I had long COVID, I didn't have the energy for it, right? So I'm not looking at you if you're in the depths of it. Get better. The things to do are just remove yourself. Like you saw, I took like a long time off the internet because even little energy triggers like that would just, I just energy dump. There was times, right, for about a year, I would stand up and like, it used to be every time I would stand up, I would have to hold on to the wall, my heart pounded out my chest, literally just for standing up. Absolutely one of many, many things that, according to Russell Brand and his pals, didn't fucking happen. I was swinging the lead, mate. I swear to God, like, these people are a fucking bunch of cunts. Imagine, like, people, like, thinking, oh, I'm just going to fucking, like, wind up, like, mentally and physically unwell people. Like, that's what I'm going to do. That's, like, what I'm going to spend my day doing, because I'm so fucking fragile that I can't possibly envisage beyond this far-right fucking billionaire pipeline designed to keep capitalism open, which blames everything on the fucking vaccine. Because that's what's happened, and a rope-a-dope, a fucking rope-a-dope. And these fucking dickheads are like a deluge on our fucking social media. And I told you this last week, since Rogan and Brand and all these fucking things in The Guardian and The Telegraph based on fucking bullshit studies, because that's all it is. It even says in The Guardian article further down that it contradicts itself. But the headline's the fucking headline. So that was complained about. And it got changed days later when the damage was done. That's how this shit works, man. All that fucking toolbag Brand is forced to fucking do this a lot and fucking tell people ups, down, and left, right. Dickhead. Anyway, I got this note, like, on the screen from Conrad before he left. See you in a bit. Dickhead. Let we look at this, because I find this particular thing I'm about to show you intensely gratifying, and I think you may too. However, I notice a lot of comments, so probably best to get amongst them before that occurs. Right. Hate lessons to be learned. Me too, says Joanne. B62 Boom 1, Netanyahu has already suggested that the floating harbour can be used to deport the Palestinian folk. And there we have it. Carlos, nice to see you, my friend. It's like it all stopped in 1945 and drip started again in 1948, dare we even suggest. Right, let's see what... Michael Downs in the house, nice to see you, Michael. John Nash, nice to see you, man. John Sin, just goes to show out of touch I am. I was aware of long COVID, but only just here there was a smegging awareness day. It's one of those things, isn't it? I mean, the top bottom of it is this, right? I and our pages have been completely and utterly throttled because of the, just using words like COVID, pandemic, all of that. You put something up about the royal family and it's just absolutely deluged. And I'm not saying that it's just about like being throttled. People will not engage as well. Like, there's something going on mentally where it just sweeps over people's nappers. That's the prevailing thing. There's the odd aggy person. But John, it's not your fault, mate. There's like a suppression campaign alongside the smear campaign to suppress. It's basically like the climate emergency, same way, or like it goes into like flat earth level fucking theorizing. Obviously, long COVID's real. Like, what? It's like, yes, it's real. And people just want to, I just don't understand, right, how people can be such fucking cunts. But good news is, so can we. So fortunately, and I think this is fortunately, they've been told that we're all like woke, meaning dead soft and that. And I swear to fucking God, some of the fucking spiciest people I've ever met are left wing. Like, the people are going to really fuck around and find out when they come up to the wrong person wearing a mask in a fucking shop or something. There's going to be fucking carnage. Like, after this. I'm just talking about me. I'm not taking this shit. You're getting, you know, I'm on the internet. Stuff's going to happen to you. But they're going to think, like, legitimately going to think that you're not going to do anything about it. It's fucking weird shit, man. Anyway, let's carry on. Morning, Elizabeth. Nice to see you. Carlos is saying, keep an eye on this. Also reference to autism and serious crime, something I'm starting to pick up on reference in the client media. Thank you. And if anybody's picking up those little tells in the media and patterns, send them my way and we'll include them in some respects in the show if we can. Just like we did the one you sent us just now, Carlos, about Port and Gaza. Bob saying, Owen Jones has left the Labour Party, he's now campaigned for the Greens. I mean, I think that's good in terms of his reach, but like... somebody asked us to talk about this today, B. So thanks for the reminder. I don't trust him. I don't necessarily dislike him. Maybe he's a bit disingenuous. I probably do dislike him, actually. I don't think he's genuine. What I think's happening is, right, it's just got to the point where, like, Tom Bobbitt is a Guardian journalist, right? So a Guardian journalist who's, like, well-known as a member of the Labour Party, right? A load of them are Polytoin B and all that, right? That's at their party. Jones being who he is, he can't necessarily write in The Guardian and Labour are likely to get in as the next government and then be seen as objective as a journalist. So great for the Greens in terms of a bit of amplification, and we'll take what we can get, I think, in terms of trying to get some Greens elected. But I don't trust this little fucker as far as I can throw him. He participated in the fucking Corbyn smear campaign, and what these arseholes do, right, the fucking say shit like this now when there's no chance of a progressive fucking government. But when there was, he was all over trying to stop it. So bollocks to fucking Owen Jones. Like, I'm not doing this thing that the left seem to want to do, is just like this new formation, and they're not talking about COVID. How on earth, right, can you talk about fucking anything whilst leaving that out? Show me Owen Jones' analysis of the wider world, including all the factors, and I'll fucking retract what I'm saying, but I don't trust him. Just an establishment fucking stenographer. And it's part of that fucking Chomsky range of opinion quote that I butcher every fucking time. It's just the so-called acceptable face of the left. And dead easy to, like, woke him off as well. Because some of the shit he comes out with is just, it doesn't chime with people where I'm from. He's not the voice of the working class. He's none of those fucking things. And what we want to do is stop fucking setting our bar so low to be fucking, like, putting cunts like him up on a pedestal. We need new voices, people who speak in a normal way and they speak to fucking working class people. Because to my mind, being from a working class area and knowing a load of working class people, they don't like that little fucker. Because people can generally spot a blagger a mile off. So there you go. There's the Owen Jones crack. But yes, good. As I say, good. In the respect of, like, you know, we live in strange times, and if he's going to amplify the Greens' message, good. Take what you can get, isn't it? But, yeah, not trying to be negative or anything or anything like that. People ask a question, I'll answer it, and that's what I think of him. He blocked us a long time ago as well on some bullshit. Literally, I was asking him some stuff. We had an argument previous to that as well. So, fuck. Let us stop pedestalizing people, right? Who, during a time when, and it's not just like fuck Corbyn and the Prime Minister and all that shit. I was in that because I saw that for the first time in my life as a possible vehicle to get community work properly resourced and actually do the work and improve communities and actually do it properly. And all of the fucking millions of people living in poverty, who have been thrown under the bus by people like Owen Jones whilst writing about, oh, clutching his pearls, isn't this terrible? What a chance to sort it out, you little prick. Anyway, that's what I think of him. I'll probably might come back to it later because I really, really, really don't fucking like him, if I'm honest. Right, so see if there's any more. Hello to Glasgow. Nice to see you. Glasgow's turned off Helldivers to watch me face. I am absolutely honoured, brother. Absolutely honoured. Right, let's move on to this next bit. Little video. You'll be pleased to know. We're going to do a bumper one today. The internet seems to be working, so I've, like, over-prepared just in case we got to do, like, a longer one. Listen, if you want, I'll do an hour today. Not that I'm, like, trying to make up for something. I didn't make the internet break. But, like, I'm trying my best here, and I hope yous know that. I'm trying my best to fucking get a show out here. And honestly, this situation that I'm in trying to do it is a fucking mess. But the North, as ever, will rise again. Anyway, check this video out. Hold on. Read. Just got something off my screen. You probably couldn't see it on yours. Right, this is at Raphael Dog on your Twitter. The Labour faction that heckled its allies, in inverted commas, are now being heckled themselves, and apparently that's now a bad thing. I absolutely love stuff like this, but what I've not done is watch it, because I thought I'd watch it with ease. So here we go.
Sending arms to Israel.
You're harassing us and go away.
You're harassing me. You said,
we're saying you're harassing us.
Definition of harassing.
Really? You're harassing us.
So you've come to knock on our doors.
Well, where's your
and
door?
We've come up right there.
Okay, let's knock on the door. Come on.
Sure, come let's along. Knock on your door. Come and knock on my door.
Fucking tool, that guy.
Where's your
is?
Door?
So you're entitled to come to my house to ask me questions. I think you need to check your definition of harassment.
Well,
I said you've come to my door to ask us questions, so I'm asking you questions back. You've what come and put yourself.
No, we acknowledge that.
No.
Are you voting Labour? No, we acknowledge that as well. That's what we're doing this evening. We're not here to make Labour Party policy on Gaza. My God, that's so below. That's so above our pay grade. I mean, we are just Labour Party members trying to
following orders
for our council elections without and for our MP, so that we get a Labour MP.
And if a Labour MP gets into power and a Labour government keeps supplying arms to Israel and a Labour government keeps supporting Israel, don't you think you have a responsibility for that? If you're asking us to support a Labour government and a Labour government is going to keep harassing us.
You should be able going to answer keep... a simple question. If you're
you are
you
harassing us.
I'm not harassing you at all.
Can we ask you to go away, please?
Go away from where?
I'm just going to stop it there, right? That lad definitely has one of them mad wallet things for his phone, and it's red as well. Get a blue one, you fucking dafty.
Where do you want me to go home?
No,
you've come to my street to ask us to vote for Labour, and I'm asking you, are you not ashamed to be calling for a vote for Labour? You're calling for another street. Am I not allowed to be on the street? You're allowed to be on the street, but I'm not allowed to be on the street.
Tell him.
You said it's your street. You stay on your street.
Whose streets? Our streets.
Shame on the Labour Party.
Shame Hello. On the Labour Party.
Party. Shame on the Labour Party.
The posturers. What, posturing as peace, as peacemakers, as people who want peace, justice? Hello. Yes, that's our posture. No problem.
Well done. The Tories will love you.
What's the difference? If Labour will do exactly what the Tories are doing, what is the difference? Tell us.
Cannot wait, right? Cannot wait for election time. Diddly, 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 diddly. Tell them. Get them fucking told. Everybody's responsibility to tell them. If they knock on your door, tell them. Ask them about Gaza. Ask them about the Ford report. Tell them. If they're going to knock on our doors, get them told. I beg you to come to my door. Honestly, lads and masses, there's if I could ever get my ma to come on here once, that's probably doubtful, but she'd be once she got us started, she'd be class at fucking telling us about like politicians who've knocked at war door when I was living there. It's the most wonderful time of the election cycle. It's the best thing. I love it. Let's see what you think about these absolute arseholes. Glasgow's saying, I don't see Labour, Tory, Lib Dem in my area, no better. Good news. I like this. Leon's saying, they know better. I've been trying to get them here and can't get any answers from them unless I surprise them off guard. Jump out of a bush. Michael's saying, I got a Labour leaflet from my door insulting me by asking me to vote Labour. I'm still deciding what to do with it. I'd say wipe your arse with it, but I'm more worried about like you getting a paper cut. So definitely that, just lob it on the fire, whatever. Jez is saying, they stuck a leaflet through mine and ran yesterday, couldn't get downstairs quick enough, was going to ask them about their love of Thatcher too. Oh, God. Seriously, right? If any of you's listening or watching out there does this, pull your phone out and start recording it and send it to her, and I'll put them in the show. Let's make it a thing. Then there's no accountability coming from the media, so it has to come on the doorstep. So if they want to come like knocking for the second party of genocide, one who's the shadow chancellor was praising Thatcher, then, hey, David Lammy as well, calling her a visionary yesterday. And as Lizanne says, hello, mate, hope you're doing well. Oh, my God, the Labour leaflet looked like something from the National Front. Really does, doesn't it? It's like some kind of Union Jack thing with Britain's moving or whatever bollocks the wonks have come up with. Crazy. It's a crazy old time, isn't it? But you know what? I'm pleased to be here, healthy, talking the talk, saying the things. What else? Jojo's saying, I got called a Tory in Able ages ago because I told the Labour canvasser I wouldn't vote for Keir Starmer and racism. Jojo, record these motherfuckers. They shouldn't be saying that to you. Find out what their names are, ask them, and we'll start putting them up on the show. People can't come and say that to you on your fucking doorstep. We'll stand together on this. These mugs aren't allowed to tell us anything. When they've crossed the Rubicon and they're holding those leaflets for the party, who's perfectly fine with all these bends being like offed, game over. You want to, they want to want respect and a tone police. How we challenge that? Mental. Go fuck yourselves. Right. What else do we need? I want to show this video. Similarly, one that I've not looked at but I've had recommended to us. There's a few things I asked people to recommend, and this is what we're doing. So this is Dr. Michael, and this is part of his speech written by the preeminent long COVID researchers at Yale, USCF, UCSF, Case Western, Harvard, Mount Sinai, and NIH, was taken down by TikTok by anti-vaxxers claiming misinformation. Obviously, if those dickheads are mass reporting vexatiously, then we definitely need to be playing it in the show, because these are our people. So anyway, here's Dr. Michael telling we're all a boot. We're immune system and long COVID. So this video here was mass reported for misinformation by people who peddle misinformation. So it's not just a case, right, of all of the sort of smear campaign, long COVID isn't real, all of that. Obviously, all this hard evidence here is being minimized and just ripped off the internet. Like, we got demonetized for like nothing the other month. It's like all of these little bits pulling away. And I don't think they're all bots. I think a lot of them are people like we've mentioned earlier in this show, where they're so like gassed up to be part of something and told that they're the freedom fighters fighting against the establishment by the establishment's pipelines, no less, via their media outlets. So that's what we're left with. Actual credentialed people, really great to see wearing a respirator too for the audio people when the speech was being given. saying the right things and having it being pulled. So that's the Streisand effect. Share these things. Share them, because this is definitely, definitely a fucking war at this point. Like, can you imagine what's going to come next? We need to pull together. And this is why I wanted to, like, do this today, and why I touched on it the other day for the first one back. This is what we need to do. We need to, like, understand what's happening first, and then we need to put systems of support in place. Because when I've been saying this, I've been getting, like, really, like, anxious when the Russell Brand thing kicked off last night. I got anxious because I was just like, hold on, am I going to have people in my actual family, right? Like, going, oh, he was just swinging the lead. Because I swear to fucking God, if I hear that, they'll be at that door. No, nothing will stop us. With me medical right now. But things will be said. Really badly. And I think I just invite everybody to take this really proactive response to it. Don't let anybody tell you that you're wrong, because it's not even about you, us, whatever. We're just peddling evidence, not information. And why are we doing that? To try and keep each other safe in a time where horrible bastards want us to be unsafe so they can keep capitalism and the wheels of it spinning. Because that's literally it. It's not any deeper than that. They just threw it all away. Let it rip, and it's mutated beyond testing, and there's no fucking control group anymore. They pulled that a year ago. And yet the BBC are still fucking referencing 1.9 million people as if that's, like, just the figure. No interrogation. We're being fucking played by people who cite this on the screen as their work. Fucking knobs. So every day, there are people contacting us for advice on COVID. The stories I'm hearing have drove me to tears more than once. And I'd say at least once a week, I'm crying about somebody's situation because they're floundering and scared because nobody told them this would happen, in inverted commas. I wonder which one of you will be in my inbox next week and the week after and on and on and on. I will help you. Don't worry about that, but I'm not Wizbit. So you're better off taking steps now so you're not in my inbox in the next period. It's also mad wild though, is that every time I put one of these posts up, at least one of you is tutting at me through your screen. See you in my inbox soon, hon. Now, I don't mean anything bad by that, but tut on, because you will be in my inbox and I'll help you. But in the meantime, please FFP2 mask up. Please clean the air with HEPA air filtration. And if you don't know anything about what I'm talking about, just get in touch. Email us. You'll find it in the link. Well, not a link, but in the description of this show, wherever you're watching or listening to it. Just send us an email, because it'll definitely get through. I've got too many inboxes. Mad though, eh? I'm not having this. I'm fucking ready to die on this shit. I'm not having people who were in my situation just a short time ago get bullied like this. Because the thing is, they want people back in their, like, workplaces, and it just can't fucking happen. And also Brexit. They can't just, like, press the immigrant button whilst, like, pointing at brown people and saying they're to blame. Because the minute that they do that, it exposes them, and it exposes what they got dickheads elected on. That's the problem here. UK is absolutely tied up, and it's an election year. Really heartening to see the Greens take on the clean air message. Wonder how that happened. Anyway, comments. We just have to learn to live with it as we all die, says Joanne. Indeed. Going on to say nasal barrier sprays, throat sprays, in addition to the masks and filters. Absolutely. Hold on a minute. Was the vid had no audio? It was playing for me. I have no idea what. Oh, for fuck's sake. That was, like, literally in the thing playing. Are you talking about the one with the lad with the mask? Let us know in the comments, please. I heard it, no problem. Anyway, carrying on. Do, do, do. What else we got for you? All right, I'll end the show with this, right? Because this just drove me absolutely fucking potty. Here we go. So, being woke is linked to unhappiness and anxiety, study finds. Fuck's sake. Right, anyway, the study was with like 800 fucking people. And the article itself just does not reference whatsoever that if you actually are tuned in to the world and what's actually happening, of course it's going to depress you. So anyway, it says in the article, wokeness, it's come to be one of the defining culture wars of our time. A concept that's evolved so quickly, the world has almost got lost in its own hype and frenzy of debate surrounding it. Its underlying meaning, however, has just been linked by one study to increased anxiety, depression, and overall lack of happiness. So honestly, right? Fucking honestly. Honestly, this is as bad as long COVID isn't real. It's just fucking nuts. And this, in the Metro, right? I believe it's still given, is it still given away for free on buses and things like that? Because everybody's seeing this today. And ye now yourself. Dafties who think that the mint are going to just absolutely try and muller us for this. So we have to be aggy about this, man. Simple as that. Woke has been hijacked by bad people indeed. Getting you improved indifference, you'll never worry about anything ever again. Nice one, Lizana. Jez is saying, the nature of conservatives is to keep things the same as it's a system they benefit from. The likes of brand require people to do nothing in the same way, but they get to feel clever. The gonks. True. I mean, brand's like a stupid person's idea of what a clever person is. That's literally it with that fucking dickhead. You're just reading from a fucking auto cue and riffing off the back of it whilst like telling people a load of lies just to give them temporary comfort. I honestly hope that fucker's jailed, like, when all this comes out. Because it will come out, because the maths of all of this are just fucking inescapable. So all I'm asking, like, and I hope you are still doing this, FFP2 masks and above and clean the air, mate. And I apologise not one iota for not letting this go. Because there's been a lot of that this week, like, give it a rest, some fucking dafty who's been there for years, like, kicking off with us, give it a rest and that. Nah? How about that? Now what? Not giving it a rest. See you in my inbox when it touches E. And I'll arrest you. So anyway, if you want to support my work, patreon.com/cowdaily. It's patreon.com/cowdaily. Patrons, coffee, drop in next Tuesday. Apologies for the miss this time. The internet seems to have worked here. So that's like a 40-odd minute show in the bag. God knows what happened with that video. Hopefully I can drop it in the audio, and it'll be fucking fine. But anyway, all love to yous, and I'm very, 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 very chuffed that the internet's working, and we'll just get on with it. So see yous on Tuesday, and thank you for your enduring patience. I love you very much. Goodbye. See you. Ciao.